We'll turn now to a man who studied supermax units up close. Walter Dickey ran the prison system in Wisconsin as that state's Secretary of Corrections. He's now a law professor at the University of Wisconsin. I asked him how a seemingly petty criminal could get locked up in a supermax unit for years at a time.
Well, there are a lot of different ways someone like that could end up in a supermax prison. One is false or inaccurate factual information that's used as the basis for the transfer there. I think that's probably as often the case as not. Secondly, given the crowding that's going on in an awful lot of prison systems, there's enormous pressure to fill beds. And if there's empty beds in a supermax institution, the pressure to, in a sense, overclassify people and indicate that they need a greater level of security than they may is enormous. I think a third way is the prisoner might be mentally ill, might be difficult to manage in some other way, and in a sense, supermaxes can become dumping grounds for prisoners that staff and wardens don't want to deal with in regular prisons.
Well, how does one get out, provided that the prisoner is, you know, not misbehaving and just wants to get into the general population?
Well, I think this is a vital part of prison administration, particularly in supermax institutions, that there be methods by which a person can demonstrate their ability or capacity to function in the general population like other prisoners, because if they don't have that kind of an opportunity, then they and the prison administrators can never have confidence that they should be put in other sorts of settings.
The whole notion of the supermax was that it was supposed to make the rest of the prison population safer. Is there any evidence of that?
Certainly anecdotally. I think if you ask prison wardens, they'll say their places are calmed down and safer. Whether or not there have been studies of that that have actually examined the effect on prison systems is dubious. I don't know of any such studies. And I would say this is what I think is a more educated guess than something I could prove, that an awful lot of the impetus for the building of the supermax prisons was political, because it really presents a political picture of tough on crime and all that sort of stuff.
You were the Wisconsin State Secretary of Corrections in the mid-1980s, and that was around the time that the crack cocaine epidemic swept the country. The prevailing thinking very much began to be, lock them up, if not throw away the key, lose it for a good long while. Are we starting to move away from that attitude?
I think so, and I think we can see the signs of our backing off that in many different places. One is, I think there have been some modifications in the sentencing system, certainly in the federal system, and I think we've also seen it in the states, that at least attempt to diminish the duration of confinement as well as the amount of confinement. These people do come back into society, so the idea that they can be salted away or something like that forever is ridiculous. And I think the recognition that they're coming back has certainly woken many leaders up to the idea that we need to do a better job of both preparing them for that return and also for supporting them and supervising them when they do return.
Walter Dickey is the former Wisconsin State Secretary of Corrections. He joined us from the studios of Wisconsin Public Radio in Madison. Thank you very much.
Thank you.